I'm looking forward to this Mount Barker trip tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Daisy said he's bought a funnel for the way back.
I did. I really look forward to getting out there. I haven't been to Mount Barker. I've been to Norwood. What a beautiful oval. This is the beautiful thing about Gather Around Here, though. The Norwood Oval, it is packed out. It's close, still proximity to the city. And even Mount Barker, it's only 35 minutes up the hill, Tex.
Take your calf. Was it Kathmandu or Kathmandu? Kathmandu, is it? Take that up to Mount Barker. She'll be freezing cold.
Kathmandu, that was me auntie.
Kathmandu. Take your Kathmandu up there, Daisy, or you'll freeze to death,
Don't
mate.
You tell me where to take my cat, mate.
shout out to Kath. I hope she's listening to us.
Lovely lady.
Laird keeps going really nicely. Saligo handball over the top. My man, Keyser. Oh, he got opened up. He got absolutely blown up, Keyser. High ball forward here for Adelaide. Going to land on Texan's head and easily distributed by fist over the line to be thrown in.
Oh, don't say that in front of Mark Ricciuto. Last time we were calling the Melbourne Adelaide game.
No, comfortably,
when you started to question Ben Keyser's efficiency
Keyser
by foot, Mark Ricciuto just started punching you.
He punched holes in me.
He can turn big Ricciuto, as everyone well knows, and you don't want to be around.
There he is!
Keyser again. Should have been for a kick, I reckon.
No.
3 years ago, Isaac Smith, when he left Hawthorn, went to Geelong. Now, I understand that Melbourne was the other club who was strongly interested in him. Now, did you get to sit down and have a presentation with Isaac? And what did it? Was it not good enough? Was there not pizzazz in it? Not enough sort of bickies in the bag? How come you weren't able to get him over the line here?
That's a great question, Jade. I've been meaning to ask Isaac this for a while now. I don't know what Chris Scott's done, whether he's pulled out the best bottle of red or something, but something's going on that I don't know about. But no, obviously, we pitched Isaac, high quality player, and it's funny how it all works out. If he went to either team, I'm sure he would have had the success that he wanted. And we were pretty keen to get him because of what type of player he was and what type of person he is.
Well, I did say to the boys after that 2021 prelim goodie that they'd cost me a flag and cut my dream of
you. I thought you might have been thinking that 2022 was a bit different though.
60 metres out on the run, but was running probably too hard, too fast, and couldn't steady the kick, and it's gone out of play in the left forward pocket, but Port Adelaide deep into attack.
Neron could have taken a bounce and pinned him back, Tex. I'm reluctant to say pin the ears back with you next to me, but he should have done that, had a shot.
Jeez, it's the first quarter still, Daisy.
How big are your pins, Daisy? The throw in. Dixon in front, wins the tap for Port Adelaide at ground level. Parrish working hard.
Hey, Darcy, just before we let you go, Dace up in the commentary box tonight sort of made comment of the hair, and he said that he thinks it looks as though your hair's presenting really well at the moment. Is there any extra work going in?
No extra work. There's a few greys going through there, so hopefully you can't see them on the broadcast. But I'm getting some mixed feedback, so it's nice to get some positive.
I like it. Will you embrace the nickname Darcy Pern Jones?
I love it. I love it, Dace. Appreciate it.
Benny Brown's out. He allows it to be marked by the Rooster Van Rooyen.
Very good play by Ben Brown. Took Keane out. You can hear him.
Oh, and a pity. Now to make an absolute certainty of it.
Well, the umpire did well to understand Keeney there.
He told him twice.
He wasn't happy. And Ben Brown, well done in the air, just sacrificed him potentially marking the footy, but took Keane out of the marking contest. That's why Keane was arguing.
Oh, there's another. He's given away 250s from 25 metres out.
How does that work? Is that another shot?
Not sure.
Who was going to take him to the pit?
Ran off the mark.
Put him up near the fig trees.
That's pretty hard to do, Duke.
I love it when the Irish boys lose it.
They
properly lose it and they can't get it back. He was filthy and he got a fair case, actually.
Yeah.
Big Roy Kearney. Yeah. He's not all that happy with it.
He just said, if you're going to be a bear, you may as well be a grizzly. I've given away the fitty. I've made a certainty of it, so I'm just going to run off the mark.
just threw the toys right out of the con.
Game high lead, 26-43. The Triple M Bunnings great score.
He's having a crack at his teammates now.
Unanswered goals here.
They're only trying to turn and
I reckon he put a fucking in there. That's what happened. He was going to get away with it until that happened.
I did well to understand him.
Luke Jackson and De Koning. Jackson won the hit out. Luca Cripps go after it like a raging bull. Hewitt delayed the handball back to De Koning. Akers, oh, big collision coming up. It was like a car crash unfolding. Cripps goes back in. Fogarty picks it up. Carlton trail by 2 points. Inside forward 50. Tracy's back there. Kennedy picks it up. Can Harry Mackay get a handle on it? That's goes to ground. And they have given him a little bit of benefit here. It's going to be thrown up. Carlton 35 out from their goal.
Tracy would like his time again. Had more time. He thought the big contest was going to smash him from behind and just didn't go at the footy.
1:49 remaining here. Carlton down by 2 points. Jackson with a knockdown. Went and got it young. Spills out to Hewitt. Couldn't handle it. Might have another ball up here, I reckon.
Dove on it.
So let's check it. 63 to Fremantle. 61 Carlton. 1 minute 36 left. As tense as it gets. Ball up, Carlton forward end. Owies tried to rush through with a nice little palm down but got nowhere, so we'll do it again.
Fremantle so good at this situation, though. They love clogging up the stoppage, getting numbers behind the footy, so that's exactly what they've got to do here. Just stoppage after stoppage.
35 metres from Carlton's goal. Jackson wins the knock. Spills to Hewitt. Hewitt around the ball. Costell's taken a mark.
Paid it.
There's confusion. Umpires don't know what's going on. Players pointing everywhere. It's a mark.
There's 20 people umpiring.
It's a mark. Look at this. It's a chaos.
Everyone
knows what's going on. Back with me. There are people everywhere pointing and yelling and screaming.
Slapping their hands.
Cottrell's gone back for a monumental run-up.
Oh, this is huge.
Why so far back?
50 seconds.
2-point margin, Carlton down. Cottrell from 30 metres out directly in front. Strides to the line.
Oh!
Carlton in front. Carlton in front.
Free kick in the middle. Free kick here, Carlton.
Oh!
Free kick for the Blues in the middle as well.
That's game done.
The whole thing falling apart for the Dockers.
Game done.
Goodness gracious me, can you believe it?
What for?
He grabbed, someone's grabbed.
Hold the ball. Hold the ball to the time. Hold the ball to the time.
Kennedy's free kick.
Hold the ball.
Oh, inside 50 free kick or centre bounce?
Centre bounce or there?
Well, he said centre bounce free kick.
Give it to him here.
It's going
to
be a 50 from where they took the last one, I reckon. That's where the footy is.
No one knows what they're doing.
What's going on, Brian?
This is bizarre.
Unbelievable. It's a descent free kick. He's going to gift Carlton a second shot directly in front.
Imagine if they were 2 yards.
Never see that.
And that happens.
So this is remarkable. They've picked themselves up off the canvas. Cottrell with the match winner. There was 40 seconds on the clock and a descent free kick.
No way.
Means Matt Kennedy can ice the game here. Controversy at the Adelaide Oval.
No.
A second shot at goal gifted the way of Carlton. Cottrell, he stepped up to the plate. Matty Kennedy, he hammers it home. And the Navy Blue fans here in South Australia are going ballistic. Carlton are going to win their first 4 games of the year. 10-point margin, Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Oh, time in front, Fremantle, 105 minutes. Carlton, 10 minutes. But it's the most important 10 minutes that counts tonight. Been a great battle. Geez, it's been interesting last quarter, especially the last 10 minutes. We've had all sorts going on out there. I'm confused, Brian.
Oh, that's unbelievable. The happenings here. Wow.
Descent.
Have
descent.
Kicked the last 3 goals, Carlton.
How do you get a descent free kick when Carlton are celebrating? Not sure.
I think they were arguing over that it was touched and that one umpire called touched and then the other umpires awarded the mark and the Fremantle defenders have gone nuts. And
20 seconds remaining, ball up in the middle. It is the Blues now by 10 points here. And they are going to go on and win this game and remain undefeated for the year. Cottrell got it to Chera. Couldn't handle the ball, Chera. Ace was tackled by Cottrell. Brayshaw's been gallant today but won't win it here. And a ball up. What a remarkable finish to this game.
Golly.
Carlton trailed for a good portion of the day and have got up in the last few minutes here to beat the highly fancied Fremantle Dockers. Carlton by 10 points over the Dockers.
A shattered Freo.
In a nail-biting clash. They have stolen the game from the Dockers, who had complete control. Final scores 9-9-63 to Carlton 10-13-73.
And Dale Thomas, it's fair to say, looks like he's got the three votes from the gather round so far. How are you, Daisy? You had a big night on Wednesday, and fair to say last night you kicked on. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it is. I've been working really hard, Jay-Z, and then last night was sort of, yesterday afternoon was the last of my official duties apart from this. So I came along, I watched some of the footy and the Blues, and then went out for a lovely dinner with Natasha, and then met up with the rest of the Triple M rat bags and punched on at the casino until about 3 a.m.
Speaking of punching on.
Woke up with a chip in my pocket too. Got 100 clams.
Very good.
Nate Brown and the Chief, Triple M Seabus Supers. Seabus Soup making hard work pay off since 1984. Who are you saying good day to there, Dales?
No idea, Harry.
Okay.
It looked like he knew you.
He did. Back and Ernie shoves the ball inside 50.
Was that a handshake of somebody who
knew them?
Loves each other.
Nice to be friendly and say hello to everyone.
You just fresh hand in, Duke.
I shook his hand.
Shook his hand with disdain, saying,
that bloke knew who you were.
I
Come on.
Smiled and said hello. As I said, it's a positive community, Howie.
It is.
Nice to be part of it.
Just wind back the clock, Daisy, because 2019, you got in some strife, as we've mentioned. It was a game against the Giants where you might have had a few choice words to say to the umpire. I think we've got some of that, Leroy. Can you play it?
She said,
grab it onto me. I'll just shrug him off. Look, he's on my arm, you
As a result of the last... contest, well, we've now got this free kick.
The boy's jumper and he flopped.
You remember what you said, Daisy? Something cheek?
I referred to an umpire as, what you're doing is as good as cheating, because he came down and he instructed the GWS Giants that they had five forwards instead of six in the 6-6-6 rule. We hadn't had a centre clearance all night, so I thought it might have been the chance. We're about 100 points down. And to Isaac's point, I am competitive. Once I cross the line, I don't really... a lot of time I wasn't really thinking about what I was doing. I just wanted to get the best outcome and try and get any advantage I could. So obviously when you question an umpire like that in terms of integrity, that was a pretty poor choice by me at the time. I had to go to the tribunal on the Tuesday night, and I'm not sure if you covered that story, Jay, but you do the agreed facts. So the story that you both agree was right. Truthful. I like to stand up and read it out on a Tuesday night, word for word.
I did
there
cover
was
it.
Some colourful language in there.
I did cover it, Daisy. It was the back page of the Herald Sun. I might print out one for you just as a souvenir edition. Well, you said you crossed the white line and there was some fruity language by the Tuesday night at the tribunal. You were playing a much straighter bat. Let's take a listen.
Already rock bottom on the ladder, Carlton was delivered yet another whack today. Dale Thomas has been ordered to face the tribunal tomorrow night. Ayrton Woolley joins us live now from Finsters Park. Ayrton, what's Daisy done?
Well, Tony, it's certainly an unusual case. It was in the third quarter of that loss to GWS that Thomas is alleged to have called a boundary umpire a cheat, with a bit of colourful language thrown in for good measure.
It was a bear jump on.
It wasn't even the field umpire.
Called a bear jump on.
But that's why. What was he doing? So I was like, oh, hey, what are you doing, you little nipsy piss off? Go back to the boundary. Don't tell them there's five forwards. What are you doing?
And the behind the goals footage is what did me in, because I said, I said some words to him, I can't remember. I went at him for 15 seconds and he started walking off. I turned around and then the camera shows that I followed him for another 10. But we do need to be better. The umpires play.
Yes, no, Dave.
That is a certain no-no, so be better, Dale. You're a naughty boy.
Here's another spark. Ginnivan tries to brush his way through.
He got a free kick! He got a free kick!
You wouldn't believe it.
And he tried to get a 50.
It's been spoken about all week, and the first time that Jack Ginnivan has some contact above the shoulder, he gets the free kick.
Watch him celebrate. You know the one thing I did like about that? He didn't throw the arm up, though.
Didn't he?
No, I reckon he just embraced the contact. Listen to the crowd go if he kicks this.
They're going to line up from about 35 metres out, 45 degree angle, and he's standing side on, so he's going to snap this footy.
He might end up back at Glenferrie Road if he kicks this.
One step around.
There we go.
He's hit it flush.
Big smile on the face of Jack Ginnivan. He's not backwards in coming forward in life, let alone footy. He'll be happy with that one. Hawthorn's first of the afternoon.